Welcome back, everybody. This is hour two of our Tellington Tea Touch for You Cellular Wisdom program for May 2020. And we have been discussing many things about Tea Touch and working using Tea Touch around the face. And there's many questions and comments that have come in. Where would you like to start, Linda?
I'll just start it and then we'll bring the questions in as we go along. I would like to begin this second hour for all of those of you who are new, the idea of doing this 1 1/4 circle and have it be able to release our fears and release our pain may seem like a little far-fetched, but the fact is that we have literally thousands and thousands of case studies written, because in Europe, in Switzerland, Germany, and Austria, we've had a 3-year certification training where people have to turn in 100 cases written in a very certain style. It was given to me by the Center for Spirituality and Healing at the University of Minnesota, where Tea Touch was for a number of years, was for credit for master's degree for nursing. So I'm going to, just so you know, when you have a pain anywhere, that you can, with this variety of using of your hands, a very variety of touches and pressures and tempos, that you can very much reduce or usually release the pain. And the same thing with the fear. With the fear, with the combination, either the mouth tea touch or the heart hug. And I just want to go back now to some of the elements, first of all, that we look at that. And so that you get an idea what we mean with a 1 to 10 pressure. So if we can, it's the second element, and it's the pressure. And why do we have it 1 to 10? Because normally, 90% of the time, I'm using a 2, sometimes a 3, sometimes a 4, and rarely more than that. But the reason that we have it to a 10 is that in the normal, what many people prefer in massage, you'd start at a 6 or 7 pressure. Because they don't think that they can't, I don't know what it is. They like, many people like that deep work. Most of the people who come to Tea Touch don't like deep work at all. And we really prefer like a 2 to a 3. And what we're doing here is just talking to the cells, connecting and recognizing that cellular intelligence, that amazing body that we have made up of this cellular intelligence. So to get the 1 pressure, I'm just going to, the reason we connect with the elbow and bring your finger, your thumb on the side of the cheek, so that you aren't having even the tension of holding the hand here. So rest the thumb on the cheek. And now I use my forefinger to move the skin on my eyelid, to move my eyelid, actually, in a circle and a quarter. Yes?
I just want to make sure, for some reason, when you're speaking, usually people are seeing Linda on the large screen, because on my computer, it switched somehow. And I don't know why. That has never happened before. I just want to make sure people can see you. Eleanor? Is Linda on the big screen? Yes, Harper says yes.
I'm just going to. It's according to how I click it. So if I put it on speaker mode up at the top right or gallery view.
Mine, I know. But for some reason, okay. So long as other people can see Linda, it's it switched on my computer for some reason. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Linda.
It's okay. The same thing was happening to me yesterday. Okay, so now I hope you can see it. So the reason I use a forefinger and just move the eyelid in a circle and a quarter, and with just enough contact that you don't slide over it. And you feel how light that is, what a light connection that is. So now I'm going to hold my arm up here so you can see it. And I teach this, I check this always between the wrist and the elbow. I go to the center between the wrist and the elbow. I put my thumb underneath, so it's like this connection between the thumb and fingers. And now I'd like you to just catch with the longest finger to start with. Catch the skin and move it in one circle and a quarter. Just move that with just enough contact that you don't slide. Now, do less contact and slide over the skin and just feel that. Now, as I said before, when we catch the skin and move it, that's when we were getting the EEG showing this particular Maxwell Cade model for measuring states of consciousness, not the normal EEGs. And I'm one in a circle, one and a quarter circles with as light, a contact as it takes to move the skin. Now, there are different ways that you can learn this. And some people, like my sister Robin, teaches it like this, and I'd like you to try this. Like, just move your skin with the little finger, and now the ring finger, and then the middle, longest, and then the forefinger. Just move that. Now, there are times, you're going to see in the video that I made for you, there are times when I'll use stand upside down, Linda. Sometimes I use the thumb. And sometimes I'll just use this flat part of my fingers. And all of these different parts that we use, we've given animal names to, because first of all, it makes it much more fun to learn. And second, it brings the spirit of the animal into the work. And something that we're missing on the planet, folks, for young people coming along, is something that's called the nature deficit syndrome. People are not connecting to nature. And we, in order to survive on this planet, we need to connect. So you can just see any part of the hand. Just roll your hand around and find out. You can use any part. I can use the fingers. They all have different names. Don't worry about that to start with. And now let's go back and feel the lightest, and that was the one. Now, to get a three pressure, this is where I find the cheek bone. Just this ridge, feel that. Really run your hands along, your fingers along it. And imagine, hello, cheekbone. So that I keep my wrist straight, because when I bend my wrist like this, I can feel muscles in my ribs tighten. And so I keep the wrist as straight as I can. And now I use to start with the middle finger, because I like to have a system. And that's one of the things that really makes T-Touch teachable, is we have a system for teaching it. So middle finger to start with, right on that cheekbone. And when you clearly feel it all the way around, like really here, hello, no, that's a three. I'm not just moving the skin over it. I'm really feeling the bone. Now, I love the way Eleanor just then started moving along different parts, and right on this cheekbone, I'm going to see what happens. Forefinger. Middle finger. And see, I have a little stronger connection with my forefinger than I do with my longest finger. than I do with my forefinger. And so I like to make that connection for the three because I really get a solid, you know, solid feeling. So I go back to my arm. Now this just takes a minute or two and it will really give you a basis for understanding what we're talking about when we're talking about systems. So now I go in with the longest finger and I want to get that same feeling with the three. Much more connected. Now, every once in a while, somebody says, man, I can't feel that. You know, I need that deep work. It just doesn't do anything for me. And so if you want to go in deeper, you have to make sure that you put your fingers together so you strengthen them. And always make sure that these joints are a little bit curved when you want to go in with a deeper pressure. Because if you allow just flatten that joint, it's not, can you feel your stomach muscles tighten? As soon as I do that, my stomach muscles respond. I can release and now keep a slight curve and go in deeper. Now, what if somebody says, I really want twice as much? If you press twice as hard, my body does not like that in this area. But look what I can do. I can tip my fingers so that they're straight up and I have a 90 degree angle from the tip of the finger to the first joint. And that's what we call the bear touch. Now, you can't have long fingernails and do that because it's not comfortable. But I want a little tiny bit of fingernails, not like a massage therapist, because I want those fingernails you'll find are really helpful. Now, any questions? Let's just see if there's any question about this in the chat, because this, we're going to be working between them, usually, a 1, 2, maybe a 4. Anything in the chat that, any questions here? Or you can raise your hand and maybe we can see, let's go back.
I don't see any questions in the chat.
Okay.
And
great. Hi, Cheryl. I'm trying to unmute you. There we go.
Hi, thank you. Yes, yeah. So is the bear touch, does it mean both the shape and the pressure three, or is the bear touch the shape with the nails and you can do different pressures?
Really great question. When I first named it the bear touch, it was like bear in or bear claw, right? And it was meant to be used in the deeper pressures. However, for those of you who have kitties, if you just spread your fingers out a little bit and you do just the lightest with the nails, and if you have a little longer nail, they like it better. It's the lightest movement right just in front of the tail. Oh, that's like heaven for cats. Now, where if you have, I'm trying to think on ourselves, when would we use the bear touch? Oh my goodness, am I crazy? Of course. Now, say you have a mosquito bite. I'm sure many of you here have used this for mosquito bites. If you get a mosquito bite, you just go in, right, just takes one nail, right into it, and you make these movements, and you can stop the itching, in under a minute of doing this. I mean, we have done this so many times. I've also done it with severe spider bites. And in a severe spider bite, I recommend putting, like a clean, damp cloth over it and do this through the cloth. And we did this with a brown recluse spider, which the muscle it eats the muscle when you get bitten by a brown recluse. And you can absolutely stop that action. This is why it's helpful for me, finally. I didn't finish this statement in this book by Joan King. She starts off by saying that every cell in the body is a genius, but then she breaks down the function, each part of the cell and its job in the body. And I'm sorry for throwing this in here because you'll find when something comes up, I want you to see it. There's a book I highly recommend that you look at and it's called How to Fix, you Can Fix Your Brain. And those of you who are interested in your health, it's by Dr. Tom O. Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. And I'll talk about it toward the end again, but I just wanted to make sure that I got that in here, because how we function, and it's so much about Eleanor's passion and the beautiful things that she's bringing to us about the gut-brain connection. It goes so deep into this, but then what you can do about it. And what he does is give you his website to go to, and you can order the tests yourself. And if you don't have an integrative doctor to read them for you, apparently he's willing to do this. So this is like this whole thing of self-help. How can we help ourselves? That book is, I believe, essential for those of you who are dealing with the kind of stress that can just knock you flat, which is what happened to me in the last 2 days. I mean, and it, like those of you who know me, it's not like me, but it just got me. My oximeter showed 98% oxygen, no problem there. I check my blood pressure when I feel like that, like I can hardly move, normal blood pressure. So what's going on? And that's where the gut comes in. And that's where Eleanor's beautiful gut brain things are so incredible, and her lectures and this book takes you to what you can do about it then. So what I'd like us to, sorry?
We have a couple questions. One person asked, when we're doing it, do we do the same with the thumb when we're doing the bear touch?
I do what feels right, because it depends where you're working. For me, I wouldn't be probably using the thumb, for the reason that I've got the bear touch is very directed, and the thumb has to be a few inches away to make, like, the thumb is like a connector. And so if I'm bringing attention with the thumbnail, so really great question. Hadn't thought about it before, and no, I wouldn't be doing it with the thumb. Thank you.
And there's two more questions. Great. Yep. Can this help to avoid Lyme if someone gets bit by a tick? I mean, that's a big one. I don't know how you can know that one, but
if you get bitten by a tick, no, man, if you're lucky enough to see it, get yourself. My experience and what I understand is if you can get, an antibiotic within, I can't remember, I think it's 72 hours, that's what you want to be doing. You just get yourself to get that shot, because if you can, it can save you. Because that will not. Yeah. These bacteria are so brilliant. And, you know, I just want to address that a bit longer. Maybe this is something for you, because there's a small minority here, I think, dealing with Lyme, so I don't want to go too much into it. But I do want to say this, because I've dealt a lot with it, with friends, with every possible thing you can imagine. And actually, Pam Wanveer here has been, if I may say this, Pam, really blessed to be working with homeopathy in a really effective way with Lyme. I also know with the Beamer, several people who've had really great success with it. And it just seems to be something that each person finds a different way, if they're lucky. But those two things that I know. Now, reason I want to interject right here, no matter what you have going on in your body, start talking to your body where it's okay, and bring the emphasis. And when I say talking, this is where I mean actually adding the 1¼ circles, because I believe what we're doing is to connecting with that amazing source intelligence in every cell in our body. So when something is off, it's not like it's going to certainly not affect the spirochetes, but you can bring awareness to the rest of your body that's feeling reasonable. And I mean, Lyme, I don't know how many of you have dealt with it. It's an amazing thing on this planet. So
we have two more questions.
Yeah, let's do some more questions.
Okay, so one of the two is, you mentioned lowering blood pressure. Are you talking about the bare touch or T-touch in general for lowering blood pressure?
Okay, we have to go back to the nine elements because that has to do with the tempo of the touch. And yes, we know you can affect the blood pressure. Okay, so we have the pressures. Now, the tempo, the third element here, 1 to 3 seconds, basically. Now, I mean, over the years, we can take that down again, just so I think you can see maybe a little better. So it's this, we have one, two, and three second circles. I mean, we've tried over the years, like to time it, 1/1000. That's your 1 second touch. Now, if I'm wanting to, like say, I have an area that's painful, I'll be doing these faster circles around it because I just want to address the pain and move away from it. And I'll be doing that as lightly as I can. It'll be like, that's where I got the half a pressure. It's like barely making a contact over it. Now, why would you do that? Because, I'm pointing right now to my wrist because I broke this on two sides, falling back and whacking it on a piece of wood. Broke it in two places. And I just, we were getting me to the hospital. I just kept doing this and I did it with water. Dip your fingers in water. I used to use ice. Absolutely, we found out not necessary. It's just the water. You do it as fast as you can. Why? Because in about 15-20 minutes, there'll be no pain and there will be no swelling. And we have so many cases like this to show that this is not a fairy tale. This is what happens. And that's why if you have an injury and there's no pain after you do T-touch, you still want to get it checked to make sure, because it can be broken, not swell, and not have any pain. So you want to know what you have to do to take care of that. So these are, with the blood pressure question, the reason we know it works, if you want to lower high blood pressure, you do this, like, 3 second circles and a pause. Just go, let's do our one, move the tissue, move the skin, in these 1 second circles. That's for activation or getting, if you want to bring awareness to a big area. Yeah, I just do that. Now, 3 second circles. I normally go to a 2 next, but because we're talking about lowering blood pressure. So we did like 1/1000, 2/1000, 3/1000. Very sort of primitive way of doing it, but it's worked. Now, the pause. The next one on there is the mindful pause. And with the pause and a breath, we're really affecting our general blood pressure. The reason we really know this is one of our practitioners in Austria works in a hospital, and so he gets to see the monitor and check blood pressure. So if you want to raise blood pressure, you go faster, right? Now, also, if you're wanting to put someone to sleep, or yourself to sleep, you can do this on your whole abdominal area. And I'm going to make another little video showing that we'll be showing on one of the Tuesdays, because it's incredibly helpful to put yourself to sleep with this deep, slow 1 1/4 circles and a pause. Now, the pause. The pause is Sally Morgan, who has been a T-Touch practitioner for horses and companion animals for more than 25 years. She also brought cranial sacral work for animals to the Upledger, for the Upledger Foundation. And she's been bringing to our advanced training classes for years, showing that the pause in the T-Touch circle puts you in the still point. And for those of you who know cranial sacral work, the still point is the ideal place for the body to, for the whole system to be functioning ideally. And we can do that with a pause. Now, you notice like this pause, and it's with my out breath. And this whole concept of the breathing, it's one of the interesting opportunities to learn T-Touch, because if we go again back to the mind map, and you'll see we have the mindful pause, and then we have the connectors, because that's the question, how do you get to the next circle? Now, let me come to my arm. We'll put that down again. I'm going to be just showing you a little video at some point that I did on my arm. So in November, I had a compound fracture here and in the top of the humerus, and I have a plate and five pins in the, I had a compound fracture of the elbow. They took care of this immediately, but this they left because it's subluxated and they didn't know what's going to happen if the tissue is way too swollen to be able to do anything with it. So last week, well, first of all, as I was healing this, I was doing, I can't see my, if I'm getting here. I see you, Eleanor, but I don't.
I can see you and I see your whole arm.
Yeah, but okay, good. Now, notice the thumb. The thumb is really important. If I would just try this on your own arm, if you make the circle and a quarter with your fingers only, and then catch the skin and feel the little pulling toward your thumb. Unless it's really sensitive, and then you won't want the thumb on. You'll just move the skin like a one pressure. So last, we're really blessed to have a swimming pool here in Hawaii. And so to strengthen this arm, because you see, you can see it's not quite as straight, not quite. I think it's, I don't know what's, if it's stopped from the subluxation yet, but it gets better. But the fact that I can do this is a miracle, because I was told by the doctor that I'd be lucky to be able to lift this arm. So last week, I'm really working out in the pool, which I do every day with walking in water, but I gallop in water, not walk. And so I was spinning and I was really pulling with this in both directions. Oof. And whoa, I mean, I got a really deep ache, which I haven't had because I don't usually work it that hard. And so I went in, watch, thumb connection, and I went to the pain, to the area where it hurt. And I, in this case, because it was a bone pain, it just, I stayed there. And I was actually working with like a two tempo. See, it's not fast. It's really staying there, moving. And look how I'm connecting to the next circle. I'm not in this case, like I could either do a slide, I could do a circle and a slide, but I really wanted to get into this area and that the body wanted me there. So instead of doing a slide, which would be one choice for a connector, I was moving with my fingers to the next one, keeping that contact all around. and I put as much pressure on as my body wanted. And I was using a good 6 pressure. Now, when I first did this, you all, when I first broke it, I was actually having to work off the body. And that's another thing you realize, that working off the body in some cases, and even sometimes with the back of your hand, if it's, if you can't get to it fast enough. See, if you can get to an injury right away, no problem touching it. But after it's had a while to swell and have the pain, then you have to work off the body. And what I love, I mean, Sandy is a graduate and then a teacher of Barbara Brennan's school of And I was reading her stuff like 25, 30 years ago. And one of the things that really has affected me is her concept, as I understood it, that the physical body is a reflection of the energetic body. So if I have something going on, a pain going on, I can work out in the energy field of it. And so this is another connector that I started doing in long-standing pain. So the lightest 1 1/4 circles, and then this little rainbow. I weave like I call it weaving. So I'm weaving from the physical out into the energetic body. And so I can work on past life stuff, because if you've done every kind of therapy imaginable that you can do and you can't get rid of an old pain somewhere, consider it can be past life. And as soon as you get that, we've had some, maybe you remember, Sandy, in Virginia, a case with somebody. It was really interesting about 10 years ago, just weaving like that. And recognizing, and then she remembered what it was. Interesting. So these little connections and the simplicity of having this 9 elements, the biggest, I think the challenge whenever you're doing it is to learn, it's moving the skin. It's not actually moving over it. Now, What if I want to do a circle on my fingernail? How can I do that? I can't move the nail, right? But I'd like you to put your thumb underneath and I'd like you to feel how effective that is. I hold the thumb still and I roll. You can really feel that, can't you? That's still having the effect of T-touch. And one of the ways that we know it is working on a hoof of a horse and then picking a human, foot up with a boot on and doing through the boot. And of course you can't move the bottom of the boot, but you can roll like this and you can actually feel it, not just in your foot, but in the joint. And that's why we do it. I would like some of you who've been doing this work for years, if you're, look for new things you can get from what I'm talking about. And anything you'd like to pop in, and then I'm going to give you something new that you all don't know. Nobody knows this yet. Really excited.
Go ahead, Eleanor.
Somebody was asking if this can work with arthritis.
Oh my. Yes, absolutely. I mean, that's where I think it's one of the first things we discovered with animals, is that you could actually reduce severely arthritic pain and actually disappear it. I mean, some of you who've been here with animals for years, you must have stories like that, because I remember on joints of dogs and on same thing with horses, stifle joints and knee joints. But, it's only, I've been teaching this work for T-Touch for humans since, I think the first time I did it was 1985 in Santa Fe, a week long, actually with you Feldenkrais practitioners will know of Mia Siegel or know her. And she and I were co-teaching. Mia was teaching ATMs and I was teaching, and she was doing private FIs and I was doing T-Touch. And we've been teaching it for years. I've been teaching it around the world. But it's only in the last, and Sandy, did you say we've been doing this 2 years online now? I was thinking it was the last summer we started. So
it is 2 years.
Now, the thing is, online, I think it's more effective actually than in the classroom because we're right here with you. And you can just put your hand up and put in any question you have.
And the demos are so clear when you're so close up.
So clear, yeah. I'm going to give you a little miracle story. It happened in Wisconsin. I did a horse training last summer, and a woman had flown from North Carolina to be there. It's only a 3 day that I was doing, and she went home, and I spoke to her later, about 2 months later, she called me and asked me if I would do a workshop at her place. She has a small boarding stable and a nice arena, and if I would do a workshop. And so she said, I said, well, so, you know, like, what did you get out of that training? And she said, well, I didn't think I, you know, I came home, and she was an observer. She wasn't even working with horses. So she wasn't, you know, she didn't think much about it. And then she stuck her hand in the oven and forgot that she didn't have a glove on, and her really burned the tips of her fingers. I mean, they were immediately bubbling, you know, like, what do you call it? Blisters. And without thinking, she just started like this. And I had said, anything with this, get water. Just stick it underwater and do it underwater, because water is a miracle. And when you, and not even ice, it can be body temperature water. She just did this. She said she didn't do it for 2 minutes. And there was no pain and no blistering. And remember, she got it right away. Now, if she'd waited and it had taken longer, waited till little later, I think it would have taken longer, but she just couldn't believe it. And I'm going to tell you one more, because you have to hear these stories to know, go to your fingers and go to T-Touch if you have any pain. So her horse stepped on her really badly. She had a friend there who's a nurse. She took her boot off and two toes were black, just black. And her friend said, okay, do you want me to take you to the ER or get you a martini? She said, just get me some water. And she just started doing T-Touch. And within 30 minutes, the pain, there was no pain. And the black and blue completely changed. Just with water and T-Touch. And I mean, as I said, because we have so many cases, we have just literally thousands of these recorded cases. Got your hands. I'm just hoping this time that we really, first of all, for those of you who know this stuff, you know, this is old to many of you, but just being here and putting this out to the world, this self-help, knowing that every belief that we have, you know, every thought we have makes a difference. And if you don't know that, it's the book that I particularly, I mean, lots of books say this, but the book that got me was Greg Braden's Spontaneous Healing of Belief. And that, just that one sentence, every book has one sentence for me or two that is a gift. And that's his gift, because every person here is making a difference. Every time you realize that you can help yourself, or you can tell somebody else about this and help them, help themselves. Any other questions right now?
Hi, Linda. I have a question. It's Chanel from Kamloops.
Hey, Chanel. You're looking good, girl.
I just have a question. So when you're doing a T touch on one side, would you go to the other side and do that as well? Because with traditional healing, people talk about doing touch on the other side of the body as well.
Well, think in the Feldenkrais tradition, what Moshe Feldenkrais always said, you can do it on one side and you can just imagine it on the other side. You don't actually have to do it. And you can imagine as you're touching one part that you're actually talking to the cells that are the twin cells on the other side. So it's great to do it because it does feel, it's nice to feel it. And when I'm doing the body blessing, I really like to do both sides. But if you can't reach, you can just imagine it. So, good question. Now, I want to come back to you in a second. I want to see if there are any other questions right around this first. And then I have a question for you, Chanel.
Linda, I wanted to comment about the weaving back and forth and related to something that Eleanor was speaking about. And Eleanor, when you said that the touch is along here, and when you were going along the cheekbone, you used the word integrating, and I just wanted to bring out that that there's communication between the cells that starts to happen. So when you have injuries or pain or inflammation, and one area is in a lot of pain or kind of closed off, what Linda calls othering, and you work around an area or you weave between an area, or as Eleanor was so beautifully doing with your fingers, sort of spread across, it feels like an embrace of various fingers across your cheekbone, that this is one of the amazing things that we see. And Linda, if you wanted to talk about Dr. Pop, because that communication between the cells is really one of the remarkable things that happens with T-Touch.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up, because when the thing that I've been attempting to figure out over all these years is, you know, wait a minute, like, what is this communication that it was predicted that I would spread around the world, which it has, by the way. I mean, we have teachers now teaching T-Touch in 37 countries that we know of. And because I have 21 books in 15 languages, I know there are countries that where people are buying those books and still doing it, because you can learn it from the book. That's the beauty of this. But the thing about the communication between the cells, I had the great privilege in 2006 to meet with Dr. Fritz Albert Popp. And if you, did I yet send you, Sandy, to put in the membership that statement from him? Did I get it to you? I didn't.
No.
Could you please be sure that I just get that to you after? So Dr. Fritz Albert Popp has been studying light in the cells. He started with plants more than 35 years ago. And his first book that I read was in German, so I didn't read German very well at the time. But it was about light in the plants. And then he started, actually, he developed a little machine, a big machine, that you just put your hand in and it just fits under and it measures the photons. It measures the light in the cells. So I went to him because we wanted to do a study, a pilot study with him on measuring light in the cells, because I had had this experience of working on a horse just after, I was working on a horse who'd been injured, fallen over a jump, and a pole had hit the horse in the hip. And as I was working there, just gently, boy, he did not want to be touched there. And I had this really strange, like, sense that there was less light in the cells. Now, you have to understand, I don't see auras. I don't see light like that I'm aware of, because I only want to do what a child can do with this work. And a child can, just as well as we can, reduce pain from these 1 1/4, what we call a raccoon touches. And So I'm feeling a sense of, wow, in this area where the horse didn't want to be touched, there was less light. And as I gently worked around it over a period of about 30 minutes, I could touch him anywhere. He was no longer sensitive there. I was very gently working there, very respectfully, because when you respect the cellular intelligence and work gently with it, we can cooperate. So anyway, funny feeling, sensing, the light was the same. I never had it any other time, only that time. So I'm with Dr. Pop, and I just asked him if I could do three circles on his shoulder like this. That's where I generally do it. And I told him about that experience with the light. And he said, oh, the light in the cells represents the communication between the cells. So when you have a blow or an injury or pain in the body, there's the cellular communication is inhibited or stopped. And if you have pain, what we tend to do, you all, is cut it off. In nursing, it's called othering it. Doesn't belong to us. And this is what we're going to do in our next session. I mean, our next hour, we're going to work with the body, recognizing, activating that light in ourselves, imagining that light in ourselves, and finding areas where we don't feel good about ourselves, or we don't want to go there because it's painful. We're going to go in an imaginary journey into a forest, into nature, and actually acknowledge that amazing communication and support and activate that communication between the cells. So Sandy, that was perfect segue for the end of our hour. We're stretching these hours a little time. We're at the top of the hour.
Wow, that was fast.
I know.
Okay, so it's 12.
Sorry, do we want to just see if there's any pressing question about this now that we've talked before we go to the next?
There are quite a few questions coming in about working with hay fever. Is T-Touch okay for cancer patients? Should my head be still when I'm doing circles on my head and neck?
Okay. Go on. Sorry. I'm not going to answer them. Let's just hear them, and then we're going to come back and we'll address them first.
And that Catherine said, my understanding is that cells know their job, but they also know their jobs of every other cell in the body. Not a question, just a statement.
Yeah, I mean, what I got from Sir Charles Sherrington in his book, Man on His Nature, is that every cell knows its function in the body. I just discovered yesterday, looking at Bruce Lipton, I have the Spontaneous Evolution book on my iPad, and I underline, that's how I learn. So I was looking for that chapter that's incredible about the intelligence of cells. But he has another thing it's just a few dollars that you can get on Amazon, and it's from a talk he gave, The Wisdom of the Cells, and he wrote it about 10 years ago, and I just downloaded it yesterday because I want to hear it. I had the great honor of co-teaching afternoon in Vienna with Bruce Lipton about, I guess it was 5 years ago, and it's amazing what he's brought to the world. And if you don't know his work, please, it's one of the most important pieces of work on the planet, I believe. So we'll come back. I'm going to address some of these things because they're important to know what we can do and how we do it. And then we'll do our journey.
Okay.
Waiting for the recording to go off. Go ahead.
Okay, so we will come back